Writer Dan Darling grew up in one of what he calls the sacred dry places, Albuquerque, a city that's part desert, part floodplains, part mountains, and he says, all contradiction. His hometown has become the setting for his first novel, Archaeopteryx, a page-turning blend of detective story, science fiction, and homage to those dry places. I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM, and Dan Darling is with me now. Dan, congratulations on the book.
Thanks so much, and thanks for having me, Spencer.
What is it about Albuquerque that appeals to you as a novelist?
There are two different ways that I think about contradictions when it comes to Albuquerque. I think about the land. It's a place of dryness, but also wetness. And the convergence of those things, I think, is fascinating as a writer. And it's drawn people here for hundreds of years. The other way that I think about it is in terms of my feelings about Albuquerque. I grew up here, and by the time I was 16, I wanted to get out. And so I went and I wandered around the world for 15 years or so. I became obsessed with the circus arts. I learned to ride a unicycle, became a juggler, started a youth circus in Sweden. I became a magician. I learned several languages by the time I was, 20. But I couldn't stop thinking about the city because I love the city. I love the diversity of the people here. I love the kindness and openness of the people here. But it's also a place of income inequality that's visible just as you drive down the street. It's full of a history of conflict. And so I see that as being a contradiction as well.
Your novel, you somehow blend successfully disparate styles in one book. What are your influences, Dan?
I read a lot of magical realism from just about every country around the world. I also read a lot of Victorian literature, which I also teach at Normandale College in Minnesota. And these days, I just pour hard-boiled detective fiction into my brain. That terseness, that spareness, that dialogue you see in the book is from, the Raymond Chandler, the Dashiell Hammetts.
When you talk about the book, how do you describe it, Dan?
I usually introduce the main character. His name is John Stick, and he's a zookeeper. He's also a giant. He has giantism. He's 8 feet tall. He's a little bit bitter and jaded. And one day, 10,000 birds fall dead from the New Mexico sky, and he is sucked into this journey to figure out what caused these birds' death.
Did you have a reader in mind when you were concocting this wild story?
Yes, me. that's a great question, and the answer to that is truly me. I wanted to write something that I would love, and I took a risk in that because I didn't think about, okay, this is going to appeal to this certain audience. But I knew that all the books I loved are globally treasured, so I just kind of put out there what I loved and hoped that other people would like it too.
On the title page, it says, Archaeopteryx, Book One of the Albuquerque Trilogy.
Yes.
So what does that mean, Dan?
That means that I have three books about Albuquerque that I'm hoping to get out there into the world. I want to be basically the Salman Rushdie of Albuquerque. I want to be obsessed with this place and write about it extensively.
Dan Darling, a graduate of UNM's Creative Writing MFA program, has just published his first novel, Archaeopteryx, an entertaining wild ride of the imagination set in present-day Albuquerque. More about Dan's novel at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.